Sehr gut, sehr gut, sehr gut.
Sehr gut?
Wieso Steuer ist sehr gut? Das sagen ganz viele.
Cool, wer sagt das?
Stiftung Warentest, Computerbild, Focus Money, Chip, Finanztipp, such dir was aus.
Mega, aber das ist doch bestimmt kompliziert.
Nö, einfach Foto von der Lohnsteuerbescheinigung machen und fertig.
Klingt sehr gut.
Ist sehr gut. Hol dir dein Geld zurück mit Wieso Steuer.
Mehr Feuer, mehr Intrigen, die Drachen kehren zurück.
Die absolute Macht ist dir zum Greifen nah.
Dein Reich wird unbezwingbar sein, Rhaenyra.
Stream die neue Staffel House of the Dragon ab 22. Juni mit Wow. Freu dich außerdem auf Staffel 1 und 2 der Erfolgsserie und weitere Highlights.
Es wird keinen Zweifel geben, wen die Götter zum Herrschen auserwählt haben.
Drachenheiß zum besten Preis. Jetzt ab 2,98 Euro im Monat. Geh auf wowtv.de. Streaming war noch nie so wow.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. On the big show today, Hate in the Room, plus Road Rage and Waylon and Madam. It's on the way in just a minute.
Kaffee in seiner besten Form. Mit Cubo wird jeder Kaffee auf Knopfdruck zum Genussmoment. Denn mit der neuen Cubo One Kapselmaschine von Chibo genießt du feinsten Spitzenkaffee aus besonderen Anbaugebieten. Vollmundige Aromen dank innovativer Press-Brew-Technologie und über 17 Sorten Kaffee für jeden Geschmack. Erlebe Premium-Kaffee schon ab 29 Euro. Entdecke jetzt die Cubo Kapselmaschinen in deiner Chibo-Filiale und auf chibo.de.
The following is a paid commercial announcement from the Bob and Tom Pharmaceutical Company.
Ahoy, mateys. I'm retired sea captain Dick Itchy with an important message for all you sea dogs out there. With the Merchant Marine, I've spent nearly 40 years sailing around the world. As a young swabby, I visited many exotic ports of call and chose to spend my leisure time in the company of loose women, many of whom were whores and prostitutes. And I loved them, everyone. As a result, I contracted syphilis 147 times. When symptoms appeared, my only relief was a rigorous scrubbing with a barnacle scraper. Well, today I'm pleased to announce an exciting new breakthrough in the treatment of itchy sores and lesions. It's a soothing topical ointment made especially for sailors. Introducing new Shankers Away. When it's time to swab the deck, you need Shankers Away.
Shankers Away, boys. Shankers Away. Rub a little on your throat and you'll be okay. Ouch, ouch, ouch. You've been a naughty boy. You went astray. Before your dinghy falls off, don't forget to get Shankers Away.
So, take it from me, Sea Captain Dick Itchy, a man who spent his life sailing the seven seas. There are two things I've learned. Drinking salt water just makes you thirstier, and hookers love semen. So, if you're a sailor who's docked his dinghy in an unfriendly port, you need Shankers Away. Shankers Away. From the people who brought you Moby Dick Love Lotion. And coming soon, it's Cousteau Ointment. Cousteau Ointment for Jacques Itch. Aye.
From the Bob and Tom Pharmaceutical Company, where our motto is, we don't just make drugs, we need them.
You asked for it, you got it. More Bob and Tom. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
I'm pretty sure we set a record today with people that hate each other in the room.
Shut up about it.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't hate any of you.
This isn't a record.
Cram it, lady. It's not?
No, we've been much worse
guest.
Than this.
Right? We need a guest to be mad. Yeah,
we need a guest.
True.
That's a no-brainer. You hate all of them, but...
here we go.
Oh, boy.
See what I did there.
Yeah. I've made a point saying I hate our guests anymore. Obvious. At least not out loud.
Okay, let's...
Unless I just can't stand it.
Let's move forward.
All right.
Can we have Tom? Can we have Oskay come in and tell the story? He told us?
Was that was off the air? Wasn't it?
It was off the air yesterday.
Well, he does.
And then we can have people write in and say who was in the wrong here.
He could.
It's pretty funny.
He could tell us it happened to a friend of his. He wouldn't have to say it was him.
Yeah.
We'd have to have somebody take over his duties, though. At the
Well, let's just say we won't have it. But it didn't involve road rage.
I enjoyed it. It was a story about road rage.
Right. Right.
And
I've shed all my road rage. It's not worth my time and energy. I'm over it.
Yeah. I'm so happy for you. I wish I could do that.
I'm not giving strangers the power to control my emotions anymore.
Oh, I do all the time. My God, yes,
I do.
Yeah, I've tried to tone.
Why are you doing that?
I've tried to tone it down.
I've turned my road rage off so much that if someone's in the car and I don't. Why aren't you honking at that guy? Why don't you yell at that
right,
guy?
Right, right.
Don't let him tailgate you like that. No, I just...
Has it ever made you feel better? That's my thing.
It
did?
Oh, yeah, you
never,
betcha.
I never felt better.
Not only yes, but you betcha is what Tom said.
What is greater than having some a-hole, they're driving, they're behind you, and they're 2 inches in back of you, and they're doing all the maneuver themselves away and speed through a school zone or whatever, and then a mile ahead you see them pulled over.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's not you, though.
Oh, that's just what a great feeling.
Yeah, sure,
that's the world's sort of providing justice.
Yeah, even better if they've run into a large embankment and their car is in flames. You just go, well, I could get out and piss on it, put the fire out. No, I'm going to keep going.
Well, that's
hope he's strapped in and roasting. Yeah, that's
For a second there, I forgot who I was speaking.
How about a happy letter before we get to this next story? This is so sweet.
Do it, baby. Do it.
This is from, first name's only, Donovan.
Okay.
From Mallow Yalla.
And I'll just say he's from the state of Iowa.
Okay.
Because he's from a smaller town. I'm sure he's probably the only Donovan in that town.
Oh, Tom Wood?
Yeah, yeah. He goes, today was the best day of our lives.
Well, tell us what happened.
At 12:09.
Is he from Ames?
He's not from Ames.
Okay.
Ames, Iowa, of course, the birthplace of Richie Hayward, the drummer for Little Feet. They're on tour, by the way.
No one else knows that fact. Nope. Except his mom, Richie Hayward's mom.
One of the great drummers of all time. So could I get back to Donovan's letter?
We sure wish you would.
Wondered.
We welcomed our first child into the world, a little baby boy we named Waylon.
So what?
What do you mean, so what? This is just a sweet letter.
All right.
After months of waiting, sleepless anticipation and excitement, we finally got to meet the little guy today. It doesn't feel real. By the way, and then he says, Tom, you'll appreciate this. The hospital where Waylon was born has an Otis elevator. That's right, Tom, the Cadillac of elevators. I know you're a fan. Clearly. This hospital has excellent taste and high standards in vertical transportation. So that's the place. That's where you want to go.
That's nice.
You go to a hospital, they don't have an Otis. I'm not going in there.
I'm not. And I've changed completely with hospitals. Ranch hospitals or nothing.
Do they call them
that? Doing multiple floors anymore.
You know what? I know that I like the one floor hospital, but I didn't have an effective name. Ranch hospital.
We probably could have saved him, except we had to go 3,000 yards to get to the surgical area because it's a ranch.
You don't see a lot of ranch hospitals.
Mm. No, you gotta want to find. Yeah. Yeah, you have to work. But
there's one they're building here that's like 80 stories.
Not for me.
Full of brilliant
physicians. So let me ask you this. Would you go to a hospital if they'd guarantee you would have all of your transactions on the first floor?
But it has multiple floors?
It has multiple
floors. No, because the physicians could get stuck at one of the top floors.
Okay.
And I'm needed down. Yeah.
So. All right.
No, okay. I'm out.
That's fair.
Now, are you going to say happens all the time? Well, we could have saved him, but Dr. Smith was stuck between floors 7 and 8.
Dr. Smith.
Right.
I was a Lost in Space doctor.
70% of patients in the hospital pass away because a doctor is stuck in an elevator.
Really?
The statistics are alarming.
Where was I? Oh,
the information is there. You just have to look it up.
Our nice letter here from Donovan.
Yes.
On the drive home, Waylon's first radio show will, of course, be the Bob and Tom Show.
Well, welcome to the world, Waylon.
I've been listening for 10 years. I'm proud to say you've officially gained a brand new listener.
Oh, that's
sweet. Congratulations, Donovan. And congratulations to your lovely wife and little Waylon. That's a great name for a kid.
It sure is. Yeah.
You don't hear that much, of course, the great Waylon Jennings.
They're from Iowa City, right?
They're not from Iowa City. They're from Centerville.
Over there.
Waylon and Centerville. There. Now they're famous.
Waylon and Madam, the great puppeteer.
Wow.
Now, Donovan, you're going to be angry with me now.
Yeah, he is.
But Waylon and Madam.
Why is he going to be mad? I'm mad at you.
Waylon and Madam, they were in here, and Chick and I will tell you, that guy, he was famous on, what, Hollywood Squares or something?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He was so nice.
I would have loved it.
So funny and so self-deprecating, both on and
really?
Off the air.
How was Madam?
Really
and
funny.
She was funny.
This is true, and I want you to back me up in this, and Ace, you may remember this.
I was here.
A member of our, you were here for that?
Yes.
Okay, good. A certain member of our staff had to leave the building, I'm not kidding. And he would also leave when anyone...
because
yes.
He was afraid of ventriloquists.
He was afraid of ventriloquists and afraid of puppets.
Yeah. And Madam was sort of harsh looking.
Yeah, she had those big cheeks.
Yeah, pointy kind of.
But if you don't know what we're talking about, take some time today and Google Waylon and Madam. Watch some YouTube videos.
I loved it as a kid. Loved it.
Did he have a syndicated show?
Maybe he did. I just knew him from the Hollywood Squares. But I wish I'd seen his life. So sadly, he is no longer with us. He was just so funny. So the name Waylon, I associate, of course, with Waylon Jennings, the great musical artist.
Which I'm sure is Donovan associated.
Yeah, probably.
Yes.
That's why he's going to be angry when he finds out,
right.
Perhaps, that Waylon is. But hey, the guy likes comedy.
Who, we've talked to Jeff Dunham many times.
Mm-hmm.
I believe you guys had Willie and...
Yes.
Willie Tyler and Lester.
Yeah, did you guys ever have Chuck and Bob?
Yeah. No.
No, we had Chuck Wood.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
David Strassman. That's he's huge in Australia.
Now, Chuck and Bob was my favorite because I'm just a giant soap fan.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
The giant soap, yeah.
That apple bit.
It's as funny as it gets.
Yeah.
I love ventriloquists.
Yeah.
I used to have a Jerry Mahoney and a Dunklehead Smith dummy as a kid.
I also like Otto and George.
Oh, that's great.
If you like your ventriloquism poor and filthy.
That's
but they make me laugh a lot.
In high school, didn't you carry a puppet around for a while?
Grover. I had a Grover puppet.
A Grover, okay.
Yeah.
Did you ever try to throw your voice?
Are you kidding? I can do it great.
I spent a fair amount of time as a kid trying to figure it out.
So yeah. Anyway.
And then I remembered some advice my dad once gave me, which was you don't have to be good at everything. There are other people who can be good at those things. For you.
Oh, okay.
That's good advice.
And I went, he's right.
That is some rock solid advice that they should give more often on American Idol.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, you don't want to hurt people's feelings, but you also kind of go, you know what? There are other things for you.
Yeah.
Now, let me do a little experiment here. Christy Lee, your husband is very nice, Andy. I really like him.
Yes.
You've done well.
Thanks.
Now, when you're in the car
that's
with
Andy. That's not what you told me.
Look what he's trying to do.
I'm reporting the truth.
And that's a lie. Now, Christy, if you're in the car with Andy, does he sing
along with songs? Not very much. Sometimes. If it's a Beatles song.
Do you
sure.
sing?
Yeah, sometimes.
Does he say, maybe this isn't for you?
No.
I think Christy can sing.
Not really.
But no, you can sing along to the radio. I've heard you sing some tunes.
I like to sing along, yes. That's the best part about driving to Chicago tomorrow is I get to sing all the songs by myself in the car.
Nice.
I get to pick what I want to hear.
Josh, you're a fine singer. You, of course, were in the high school...
Premiere, was it?
The premiere show choir. The show choir.
Show choir,
do you sing in the car?
Yeah, man.
If you have a lady friend with you, do you chime in and...
Yeah. I don't, you know what? You don't sing the same. At least I don't. I don't sing the same when there's somebody in the car as when there isn't.
Right.
But
what if if she's a terrible singer, are you going to say to her?
No way.
As my dad once said, maybe singing isn't for you.
Nope. They're feeling it. Get it out, baby.
Andy's a good singer.
I don't care if you're good or bad. Sing it out.
Yeah.
So, you're okay with it.
Yes.
You're not going to take your dad's advice.
So what about in your car?
Well, I'm not going to tell that person to not feel the joy they're feeling. Yeah.
I see. In my car?
Yes.
Yeah, I put up with it.
Yeah, of course you do.
I mean, my little girls will
put up with it.
Right, but
and
does
they're
Kelly
they're
sing?
They're okay. Yeah, Kelly, they will also often sing.
You
right now? Rarely. But right now I'm suffering through. I'm sure there's some other parents out there that deal with this, where one of their daughters has an album she will not stop playing.
Oh yeah,
we've all been there.
We've all been there.
What's she wearing out these days?
I don't want to.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to throw the guy under the bus. But
gotcha. It's just not for you?
Yeah, I just wanted to, hey, would you cheer up?
I know it is.
Yeah.
For God's sake, first thing in the morning, driving to a nice Sunday brunch, and now his new song, The World Sucks, and Everything Blows, and this is a huge hit, and I'm a billionaire. Hey, go to hell. I don't want to hear it anymore.
She's into Bobby McFerrin, huh?
Don't be happy. Just
so anyway, Donovan, congratulations, and do yourself a favor, look up Waylon and Madam. Great artist.
Now, when you interviewed these ventriloquists, how often were you looking at the dummy?
All the time.
Yeah, isn't that funny? You can't help it.
Right.
You can't help but look at the puppet.
And I'm totally serious. One of our cast members, I am not making this up, every time that he'd leave, and he'd be angry about it. I mean, he had
a true phobia.
I got in a fight with Chuck Wood one morning, remember? Because Chuck Wood had a squirt gun in his mouth.
Yeah.
Thought that was funny.
Now, who did you end up looking at, though?
Chuck. The dummy.
Yeah. Isn't that wild? Yeah.
But I really hated Dave Strassman. But everybody knows that.
To me, the testament of a great ventriloquist is when you can talk to the human, and they're looking at you talking, and the puppet is looking around and doing something.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That is really something.
Yep.
And I do ventriloquism with my dog all the time. I have a standard back and forth with my dog. I talk for him.
Yeah, I love doing
constantly.
That,
Every time I see him, we go over the same thing.
Do you move his mouth too?
No.
Okay.
He just looks at me, and I know what he's saying.
No.
I know exactly what he's saying. We have the opportunity to say a word you can't ordinarily say on the radio.
You keep saying that, and nothing's happened.
Yeah, well, it's because Christy's got the story, and I was distracted by this lovely letter from Donovan.
Yes, congratulations, Donovan.
Yes, we're very happy for you.
Way to go and having a baby.
And I mean, Chick does have a point. Millions of morons do it every day.
Yes.
I don't know what the big deal was.
You don't have to take a test. You don't have to get a license.
Donovan was kind enough to take some time.
No, of course.
Wrote a sweet letter.
Well, we are indeed happy to celebrate with him, yes.
Because most of the time on this show, it's just nothing but hate, hate, hate.
But we can't discount Chick's point of you didn't do much.
And we can't let this guy down. If he listens to the show he says he does, he wants to be hated.
I don't think so.
I think so.
Well, Donovan, enjoy some nice Waylon Jennings.
I don't want to meet the listener who writes in, and then we give that letter or that person a hard time, and they're angry about it.
Yes.
What did you think was going to happen?
I do have a good Waylon Jennings story.
Oh, God.
Real quick. Waylon Jennings, of course, was the narrator for at the time, hugely successful television show called The Dukes of Hazzard.
Yes, he was.
Did you ever see it, Josh?
Of course. Loved it as a kid, yeah.
And that was the narrator was Waylon Jennings. Mm-hmm. And he was...
I celebrate the General Lee every day. I have big I painted...
That's right.
So...
you have a nice flag on your wall. Is that what you're saying?
So Waylon Jennings was on the road, of course, as a musician with his band all the time. And a friend of mine owned a recording studio, and he got a phone call from Hollywood one day, and they said, Waylon Jennings is going to be coming through. He's doing a concert.
That's right. Hollywood called.
And we need to have him do the narration for the show for the particular week. And then they can you please send us the specs of your studio, which he did, and he had a very fine studio. And they said, okay, obviously you've got what we need. And studio time used to be especially quite expensive. But they rented the studio for 24 hours.
Whoa.
They rented the studio for 24 hours, and they said he'll be there. He's got a concert, whatever. He should be done at 11 o'clock. He'll be there sometime between, 12:30 that night, and then we have it for 24 hours, depending on what his schedule is.
So he would come in and, well, looks like those Duke boys sure have painted themselves into a corner.
Yeah. So, but I mean, it was pretty cool. So the bus arrives. A couple guys walk in, scout out the studio, make sure there's nobody else in there. And then they bring Waylon in, and they put him on a stool. They set up an ashtray and a bottle of whatever. Mm-hmm. And a guy sits next to him, and he's got a music stand with a script on it.
Right.
And so they're just told roll the tape. That's all you have to do is roll tape, and then Waylon will read from it. And what this guy did was he secretly had another tape in another studio rolling, because when it was all done, he had to hand them what they thought was the only tape. And they would edit it when it got to Hollywood. They would, in those days, overnight FedEx it. So Waylon sits there, and he would go off script quite often. And when he went off script, it was what's the word I'm looking for? Rather spicy, if you know what I'm saying. Mm-hmm. Or he would make critiques of the of what the Duke boys were doing. This is a ton of so it's an absolute classic.
So where is that tape?
I'm hoping it's somewhere on the internet, but there may be legal reasons it isn't. Yeah, Waylon, great singer, of course. Great song.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Full Send Golf.
You guys know how much I really, really love golf.
Full Send Golf, 2v2. Lit. Me and VOD versus Big John and Kyle. Oh, it feels good to be back on the links with the boys.
Join the party on the golf course.
Oh. Back to golf in a big way. Now what, practice? Let's go. Let's hit the range.
I was like, let's go to the range.
We are headed to the golf course. Yo, you want to golf with us?
No.
You don't play golf?
No.
Try. We got to break par.
I'm very, very excited. You excited?
Yeah.
Full Send Golf. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.